Hello.
Copy again. Congrats.
What happened?
Same shit.
Ah, very good. What? So yeah, let me pick up where I left off, which was a repeat of what we said before, and it was just hilarious to see James, you know, like dealing with being in last place at that time. And James, to his credit, is like, man, he is up front and center with how he feels. And
oh, James?
James, yeah. He's like, you know what, guys? Like, I haven't been sleeping. I'm like, I'm fucking pissed. Like, this is bullshit. I'm doing like, and I, you know, I was like, dude, like, I believe you. it was very transparent. That's the word I'm looking for. And then counter to that, Max was the complete opposite. Yeah,
as always.
But we all know, like, the level of passion about being in last place or not being in last place is the same. You know, like, they're both on the same level. One person, James, is like up front, like, I hate my life right now. I don't even know what to do. And Max is pretending that it doesn't matter that much, but we all know better. It was a very entertaining difference. It was a very entertaining, like, watching those two different people deal with, you know, trying to get out of the cellar.
Well, sadly, they both succeeded.
So who ended up finishing?
Well, we know.
Arun?
Arun? Yeah, of course.
Swan!
Even though he didn't deserve it, he shouldn't have been in last, but yeah.
Swan, what happened? You got Amari Cooper for $2 and you did nothing with it. Like, sorry, buddy. Swan, Jesus Christ. If I ever call myself something about an animal or like being a beautiful animal of any, please, please shoot me in the head. That's like, I give you permission to do that.
Why? You don't like that nickname? I like the nickname.
I'm good. Talking shit.
I like it. It fits.
I think the problem for me about the nickname for Arun is that I wasn't there for it. That's why you're from, you know, it's true Hollywood slow.
No, I didn't know Arun at all, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't. I just know that he said it. He was a fat kid and he leaned out, right? I love that.
Okay.
Swan name. Makes sense.
Didn't he call himself a beautiful swan or something like that?
Well, I don't know about that part.
Maybe I think that's where it comes from. And I think that's why I don't like it. It's
I support it less, but I still get it. And I still kind of support
it. It's funny. It's funny.
Yeah.
I was in it. I was sorry, everyone. I was kind of in like a shit talking vibe right there. And if you think of yourself as a beautiful swan, you know,
you should.
That is fine.
You should. He's a good looking guy too, and I like.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy,
and I like that he. I like that he broke out of the fat thing and leaned out. He looks good. I like it.
I never knew Arun before he broke out of whatever shell and proclaimed himself a beautiful swan, which, whatever, like, that's fine. So you never hung out with Arun at San Luis Obispo with Nick and Myrne? I thought you guys were like a crew. Like,
if we did, I'd
How the fuck does anyone know Arun then?
Well, he, I mean, I just assumed that he was part of the AK crew because they're from Alaska.
You assumed, yes. Yeah, I assumed also.
I did learn that DJ worked with him at Tennis Warehouse in SLO. They were coworkers, so maybe that's why. Yeah, I don't know.
No. I mean, that's the connection then, right?
I guess, yeah.
You were there, Buck. Like, you tell me. Don't you were the true Hollywood slow person.
Well, I don't know everything. What the fuck? Like, it's not like I was a shadow of these guys all the time. I did other things.
Yeah, well, I was not there. You were there. You were friends with Mern. You were friends with Nick. They were friends with Arun, and you... You met Davy Jones during his fucking recruiting trip.
Yeah, that was a highlight.
So you do know. You do know.
That's all I know. That's it.
That's it. That's all you know.
Yeah, I don't remember meeting Arun. If I don't think I did. If I did, I don't remember. Yeah.
Curious. Very curious.
I had other things going on.
Oh, really?
Outside of the tennis bubble. You know?
What?
I only saw her today.
Give us a little story about that time, about when you were hanging out with Mern and Nick.
I don't have anything.
Yeah, you do. Don't be shy. So I remember you told me when you met Mern because you lived in the same dorm, right? And you met each other and you talked shit about baseball, is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Because you're fucking a Dodgers fan, like Mr. Padres.
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, how
very did exciting.
Did you take him seriously, or were you? Did you honestly, or did you look at him like, "Are you shitting me? A fucking Padres fan? Like they suck. Like I'm a Dodgers fan. Like this is a joke."
No, I took him seriously because he knew baseball. He knew the game.
Oh, okay. So you respected.
Yeah.
His wisdom on the game.
He knew, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that was immediately apparent or did that
pretty quickly, yeah. Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I didn't have the same stereotypical reaction that he did
with the- what do you mean? What was his reaction?
Well, Padres fans hate Dodger fans a lot more than vice versa.
Than the other way around?
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. I think. Yeah. I think that goes back to something we talked about 5 fucking hours ago, which was like
at least, yeah.
The Charger fans giving up on the Chargers because they moved to LA and
correct. Yep.
And you know, LA people just like not even giving a fuck. Like that's I think that kind of what folds in nicely to what you just said.
Yeah. I just, like, you know, with sports teams, I didn't connect any of them to my hometown, my life, the way that San Diego people did with the Chargers, apparently.
Or especially Mern.
Especially him, yeah. For sure. I was trying to be nice. Yeah.
I know. I just wanted to specify that. It's, you know, I can't disagree because I'm not, like you said, I'm not in his shoes. I wasn't born and raised in San Diego and all that good stuff in La Jolla and with the ocean and all that. But like, I came there when I was older and, you know, I just looked at things a bit more macro level and they don't. Like, they look at it like, oh, my God.
Right.
It's a complete, what's the word? When someone...
Treasonous, I guess?
Treason, exactly. Yeah. Yes, thank you. It's treason. It's true. And to me, I'm like, yeah, it fucking sucks. And the owner sucks. And it's the Chargers. And it's San Diego and LA and the stadium. And I'm like, this is business, really, is what happened. And it's the NFL. And I, like you said before, it's like I root for the players. I root for football. I'm obsessed with football. I love it. It's good. I enjoy that. That's my hobby. I'm not fucking rooting for the owner here, buddy. Like, that's my perspective. But I guess.
I don't get their, like I said, I don't get their perspective at all. Right. I just don't.
I mean, thank you for telling me that, because in the meantime, I've been on this fucking island, like taking mortar shots from fucking James and Mern.
Fuck them.
And now Jamie, you know, fuck thanks them. For that.
Cheers.
Yeah, and I'm just like standing there like, taking shit, and maybe they're wrong. I would, for me, I don't want to say anything bad about another person at this point, but for me, I would feel weird ordering a bunch of Colts jerseys and hats and like pretending to be a Colts fan. I would feel weird about it for me.
Yeah.
Obviously other people are cool with that, and they feel like that is a good, you know, they're vibing on that. I don't get it. I don't understand, but you know, even if my wife was a Indianapolis, like,
yeah.
To me,
yeah, there we go. Yes.
I just, all right. Even in that case, I would actually in that I would
even someone
would
argue, would, especially in that case, I would
especially fuck. Thank you.
But I'm single, so
no. let me like thank you. Because that's what I meant to say. Especially in that case.
Yeah, yeah.
If my wife was from Indianapolis, she was growing as a Colts fan, like that would make it even harder to do what Jamie has done and drape himself in Colts bullshit and fucking do shotguns with James and make videos and act like they're cool. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, but you are not cool. Sorry, guys. That's just my opinion. I might be wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're not wrong, and I would take it a step further and say it's not just not cool. It's fucking stupid.
Ridiculous. It's kind of fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous. Dude. Like, I'm taking this shit.
Should be ashamed of yourself.
Looking at it. And I'm like looking at it. I'm just taking shit. I'm like, I am not wrong. I'm not crazy. Like, this is fucking weird, dude. Like, I'm like Natty. Like, Gray. Like, you're a Ravens fan. You're a Pats fan. Like, what do you think about this? And they're like, yeah, that's fucked up. That's fucking stupid. Like, dude, like that is fucked up. Like. Like, so hold on. Like, that guy had you over to his place in 2018 when the Ravens played the Chargers for the playoffs, and he had a Chargers party, and now he's talking shit to you for still being a Chargers fan, like, bro. They're like, bro, like, how are you friends with that guy? Like, that's fucking
good question.
Whack, yeah, dude. Like,
good point.
I'm sorry to be that, bro. I'm sorry to be that rough on you, James, but that's what they said. Like, that was the reaction. Anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Yeah.
No, I mean, but that is the reaction.
That's every other person's reaction other than them, for sure. Yeah.
Thank you, Buck. Thank you for confirming. Like, literally. Because,
like, literally, if I
have been.
You know, now I will, actually. I'll ask fans of other teams now after this and confirm that
They will all say
that's what I mean.
That they're fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's what
I know it is.
The common thread of reaction of what I've, you know, when I was an Uber driver and I fucking had this conversation so many times, they were like, yeah, I mean, like, I get but the bottom line was like, it's cool to not be a fan of the Chargers anymore since they left. But to like, but to actually turn your back around and like talk shit to people that still are, that's ridiculous. That was the basic, like, the average response, if I could, you know, like, average everything out that I've heard, is that's the response. So, James, that's why I was, that's why I said what I said to you, and I still believe it. Sorry, buddy. I know you're coping the way you want to cope, but it's fucked up.
Coping. Whatever. I mean, I thought it was a joke. I didn't think it was serious when they were doing that. That's what I thought.
No.
That's how ridiculous it was to me. I thought it was a joke. I thought they were messing around.
Really? You thought it was a joke?
It wouldn't occur to me that that would be something real. You know? I thought it was a joke.
Well, yeah. It should have been a joke.
Yeah. I couldn't even, like, logically think that that would be possible to do. You know?
But yeah. I'm so happy you're saying that to me, because I've been living in this prism of like, I'm like, I am not crazy, but everyone on this thread is like acting like this is cool. And yeah. I'm the one that's being weird.
Yeah.
Life. But now you're confirming that. Now you're confirming that what everyone else has told me outside the thread, which is that I am not crazy and they're fucked up. Like, they're fucked up. Like, how do you order a bunch of cult shit when you just, I mean, bro, Jamie, I love you. You went to a Colts Chargers game in what, 2016, and were raging, cheering against the fucking Colts. People were like, you were, and you know, you were rude as fuck. People were annoyed by you because you were yelling while Peyton Manning or whoever was trying to audible and stuff. And now you're wearing a Colts jersey and go to the game and you act like you've been there like the whole time. Are you fucking nuts? Like, give me a break, man.
He's celebrating the history of Jim Mora's coaching tenure.
He was, dude, Jamie, I forget. When Jamie was there, he was yelling at the top of his lungs, and Peyton Manning had the crowd silenced, and the people were looking at him like, who is this fucking asshole from San Diego yelling right now? And then this year he goes and he puts on a Colts jersey and he roots for the Colts. Like, I don't know. I couldn't do that.
Yeah. I actually kind of like it because it just makes it easier for me to mock them in a lot of ways. It makes it really a lot easier. The respect level has gone way down, you know.
Yeah. Fucking A.
I will say this.
And again, I'm going to bring this up again. Mern,
exactly. That's what I was gonna say.
Stacy, Mern, you are a fucking gentleman, and you are the one that I respect in this context the most.
Yeah.
Because the moment they fucking left, he was like, "I'm out. I'm good."
Yeah.
And I respect that. Jamie and James, you guys are fucking confused individuals, bro.
Probably about their sexuality too. Oh god, using a lot of ways. Sucks.
Oh my god. Wow.
Yeah.
That was. I still remember the first time that James was actively talking shit to me in the fantasy thread for still being a Chargers fan. And I was literally at a party with my buddies and being like, you guys need to hear this shit. And like, here's, I'm going to give you the lowdown of what happened. And here's what's happening now. And they were ruthless. And like, they were like, what the fuck? Are you joking? This guy like had, like, was a Chargers fan for decades, had you over for a Chargers playoff party last year, and now is talking shit to you for being a Chargers fan? Like, fuck that guy. That around, it was a around the horn, like it was like around the table, like everyone put their 2 cents in, and it was pretty bad. It was pretty brutal for you, James. It was pretty bad. You didn't come out good for you.
Well, one does it, but I just don't know why you. But, I don't know why you care. Like, someone does that.
Yeah, I do care.
Disregard them.
I do care.
Because now they're clowns. They've shown it. You just, okay, that's cool. Move on.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I, no, I do care. I do. Because Jamie and James and I had that connection with the Chargers, and now that's not there anymore. You know, and you know, that's, and I get, like, not, I get the reaction to of them leaving, but I don't, what I don't get is the flip side of that, of like, oh yeah, no, it's we look at us, we're like, I got my Colts hat and my Colts jersey, and we're Colts fans now. I'm like, fuck you for being a Chargers fan. Like, that is a bit much. That's all I'm saying. But no, I hear what you're saying, and that's good. And trust me, that's what I've moved on and put that in that perspective. But I do care. I do care. Even though it's silly, of course it's silly. It's just stupid, you know, being a sports fan. But I do care. I remember when I touched base with Jamie back when I was in college, dude, and he was at U of A, I was at UNC, and we connected, we started talking and communicating again. Why? Because of the Chargers, man. Because we were talking about the fucking Chargers, and they were legit back then. Like, this is back in 2006 when LaDainian Tomlinson scored like 32 fucking touchdowns, and they were legit, and we had like the worst ever. Well, I shouldn't say that, but to me, like, the worst playoff loss of all time was, and I had pretty all bad. My friends over at UNC. I had an HD projector screen in my apartment, like all that, and they fucking lost, and it was like it was the worst loss that you can imagine. We didn't deserve to lose. We were definitely the better team, but we lost. We gave the game away. And of course, the icing of what I'm talking about is when Marlon McCree intercepted Tom Brady on 4th and 6 in a desperation attempt to keep up with us, and intercepted the ball and fumbled it back to the Patriots, who, of course, proceeded to score a touchdown after that, and we lost the game. And that doesn't even, like, mention the fucking muffed punt and all that shit. So, yeah, I do care.
I don't know what that has to do with them doing what they did now, but.
It does. I mean, I'm saying that that year when I was at UNC and my friends didn't know who the fuck the Chargers were, they started to care because we were good. And I started to talk to Jamie. I don't think I had talked to Jamie in a while. And we reconnected over the Chargers that year and have kept that relationship going since then. That's why I'm mentioning it, because that's what happened. That was quite the rant.
I have a much James, different memory of that game myself. I loved it. I loved it. Loved all of it. Great game. That was my memory of that.
Dude. But do you really like the worst? The better team did not win.
Yeah, that made it all the much better.
Tell me.
Loved it. That made it all the more better.
What?
For me.
What'd you say? I loved it.
But you don't get the amount of shit talk that I heard from fucking Mern and all other people.
From really?
Over the years, like, yeah.
When we were dominating the Raiders?
Oh, yeah. That short time period? Yeah.
Short?
Yeah, that's sarcasm. That's sarcasm. Very long
time. Okay, period. Okay.
I see
okay.
that.
I was about to say, like, David, like, my Maester David, like,
let's yeah, yeah, no, no, I remember, believe me. I do, yeah, it was
okay,
it's a rough
I'm
run,
sorry.
All right,
I'm sorry.
So, you think I gave a shit about the Chargers before I met that motherfucker? No, not much.
No, I bet you, you should have hated
yeah,
the
not
Chargers.
Not really, you know, but after.
Who did you hate most in the AFC West?
Chiefs.
The Chargers, Chiefs, or
yeah.
Chiefs?
Chiefs.
Really?
And Broncos sometimes, but mainly Chiefs. Yeah. Not the Chargers.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But yeah.
Not the Chargers. Why? Why? Because we're like the little engine that
yeah.
could, or what?
A little bit.
Because of the uniforms? The powder blue.
And, you know, they were pretty bad when I was growing up.
Yeah.
But then they got better when I was in college, unfortunately, when I met Mern.
Mern.
And then it didn't go well for a very long time.
When did you get into college?
99 when we started.
So that was right around the time when we like hired John Butler as a GM and got drafted Drew Brees and LT, right? I'm just trying to catch up. Or maybe it started with Doug Flutie.
So then they got.
But then we drafted Brees. Yeah, that's the one we turned.
Yeah, then they got better. The Raiders were good.
Yeah.
But they were, you know.
Yeah, they had a rich game.
The Raiders had another like 2 or 3 years of.
Who was that wide receiver? Tim Brown with the tape.
He was a man
on his fingers.
Yeah,
he was a fucking man. I like reminiscing about NFL nostalgia like that. Tim Brown, Rich Gannon.
Then LT and Gates showed up, and things got bad. Things got
and
bad Bruce. Real quick.
Yeah.
Shit, and then the Chargers just won every
Sean
single game.
Showed up and fucking
they won every single game against the Raiders for years. It was terrible.
Yeah. Oh. Merriman was so
literally.
Juiced,
yeah.
Dude. Like, yeah. He's like the biggest juice head in the NFL that they have allowed. They were like, all the opposing coaches were like, yo, like, this guy is
Latimer.
Clearly
he's Latimer.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about from the program.
Starting defense, place at the table.
Oh. Did you say something about the
yeah,
program
I did,
the other day?
It's at that clip. Yeah.
Oh, like that actually that did. I remember that, and I was just thinking about that guy, dude. Like when I said Merriman, I was like the juice head, like that guy, like that fucking dude. That like It was like super rapey and shit.
That guy, he probably took the roids into the set.
Yeah. And like, it was like in the NFL. And I still remember talking to my Uncle Bill, Max's dad, and being like, the Chargers drafted this dude in the first round. I'm like, he is 270 pounds. And he ran a 4.6 40. Like, oh my God. That makes sense.
Yeah.
He's like showed up and was juiced. Like, this guy would just crush people with his. He's like, oh yeah, an arm over move. Like, boom! Like, I'm just going to smack you in the face. And run right in through you and into the quarterback. Good times.
Oh, I loved watching. It's great.
I remember that game, DeMarcus Russell's first game. Right?
You got to bring that guy up, really?
Merriman, I think, might have had like four.
You got to bring that guy up
in that game. With,
really? Right.
But I remember that game specifically because of Merriman, and he was just. I was like, this is a joke. Like, no one is blocking him. Like, they're not blocking him. And he's killing. He had like four sacks. The team is.
They'd have had more, like, probably. Eight
sacks. It was a complete.
Yeah.
It was a
whole
joke,
team was a joke.
Dude. I remember that.
I remember that very well. It's terrible.
That was fun, man. That was fun.
But it was great, I guess.
Yeah. It was
that's why that's why I'm annoyed that they are treasonous and went to the Colts the way they did, because now the Raiders are actually competitive. Yeah. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Yeah. Now I get to fucking talk some shit. Yeah.
Yeah. What happened to you guys?
Like, now I got no one to talk to. Christ, fucked up.
Now you guys have just shifted over.
I mean, what are we gonna do? Yeah. Talk shit to Murn, who doesn't have a team anymore? That ain't fun, right? I mean, Jesus, I'm missing out here, right?
You can talk shit to me, Buck. You know, I'll always be here. I will accept. I'm accepting of all kinds of shit. I mean, like, that's what I do. Like, I absorb shit about the Chargers. Being a Chargers fan today, you know, like, I am, that's what I do. I, like, accept getting kicked in the balls by other people. Like, about,
I know what
that's, you know, and then, like, people start to realize that, like, my friends are like, you know what? Like, you're pretty cool, man. You actually are sticking. Like, we have kicked you in the balls, punched you in the face, shat on you, and you're still fucking here. Like, all right. Like, that's it. We kind of respect that in a way. Like, that is the relationship I have with my other friends that are fans of legitimate organizations.
Well, yeah, I can relate to the first part, but those assholes didn't do the last. Yeah.
What part? The shitting on my face.
So I had
part?
All that. I didn't get the last part. I didn't get that.
You didn't get the part where they it came full circle and they were like, well, we kind of respect you because of that.
So then they left.
The reason that they do that is because we had so much fun watching the Chargers in 2018 at these parties and we were all fucked up. You know, and it was a blast. And they were like, fuck, dude, the Chargers are so much fun to watch because either they have like a dramatic, like, flare out loss and it's very entertaining, or they, like, sometimes, you know, they have this dramatic win, but it's great. It's great TV. And if you're a neutral fan, man, the Chargers are a very entertaining team to watch. I tried to watch a Bears game with my buddy Steve, and he was like, dude, the Bears are, they they suck. Like they suck. Like the offense, it's not going to be good. I'm like, no, whatever, man. It's like Monday Night Football. We're gonna have fun. And then we watch the game, and I'm like, Steve, they went 3 and out 7 times in a row in the second half. Like, this is brutal. And Steve was like, I told you, man. Like the sucks. He's like, you think that you got it bad being a Chargers fan? At least every time you guys play, it's like a one score game. And it's dramatic. You guys lose, but you haven't been watching this shit for over a decade, you know.
It wasn't like that for over a decade, by the way.
I know I'm exaggerating, but you watching them go 3 and out 7 times in a row was hilarious, dude. It was like, are you fucking shitting me? They can't get a first down, like. Just throw the ball to Allen Robinson. Like, he'll catch it. I don't know what to tell you. Like, 7 fucking times in a row. 3 and out. Anyway,
I do, but
you understand my point.
And the team's defense was shit, too. And that was the Raiders a lot of years. Right. So there you go.
When was that?
03 to 07-08 at least.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, it does jog the memory.
They didn't have the defense the Bears do, and they had the same
offense. Do that.
Yeah,
and
do that.
Couldn't get a first down.
Terrible.
Oh, man. I still remember being in high school and the Raiders and the Bucks were playing the Super Bowl.
Again.
And John Gruden was
I recall that game. It was a good one.
I bet. It was literally like Tampa Bay's defense knew.
They didn't change it.
The playbook. Like,
they didn't change it.
They didn't change it. It was like, don't you realize that the opposing coach wrote the playbook, and wouldn't you think that it might be a good idea? They're like, not like to do something different. I don't know.
Yeah, I would think it would.
Yeah, that would have occurred to me. I would be like, you know what? Like, we're playing against John Gruden. He wrote this playbook. And I get that, you know, this is our playbook. Like, we practice this and this is our thing. But, like, the fact that he wrote it should matter in the game plan. That, like, that's a huge deal in our preparation, which you have an extra week when you're playing the Super Bowl, you know. But they just like ran the same plays, and John Lynch was really laughing about it. He's like, they're running the same.
I would probably like, you know, work in new plays along the whole season, right? And then when you get to the Super Bowl, you have a fully new playbook that you've installed. I don't know. I'd probably do that.
anything to like actually factor that in, that like, oh, like we're playing against the guy that wrote these plays, we should that should be a point of emphasis here.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't, yeah, you know,
oh no break in. It wasn't, dude. It was like, yeah, I'm sorry.
No,
to rub
it's all true.
It was funny to me, like watching those highlights of John Lynch going over to whoever, like the MVP who wasn't even good at safety, and they were like, "Oh, he's like, yeah, like, yeah, they're running the same shit we ran in practice, dude." Like, are you fucking kidding me? This is a goddamn Super Bowl. Like, how do you run?
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. So
I shouldn't be talking that.
No,
that's exactly what the Chargers coaches would have done in the same situation is just do the obvious and the expected and not try to surprise anybody. That's what makes Belichick good as a coach, is he actually looks at each opponent and like truly develops a different game plan for each opponent because of, and looks at, like, all right, like we're playing this team, like that they do this well, they don't do this well, like let's tailor our strategy and our approach to take advantage of that. And I know that sounds so simple, but most teams don't do that. They have their thing and they do that, and they that's what they try to do well, and they coach that and they practice it, and but they like don't understand the fucking big edge that they would have if they would just tweak their strategy and their game plan to their opponent more.
Yeah. I think Belichick the GM is extremely underrated, and I think Belichick the coach is overrated.
Oh no way! I would have thought that it's the other way around.
There you go.
Nice. I think that Belichick the GM is overrated, and that Belichick as a coach, because of everything I just said, he's not underrated. Everyone thinks he's awesome, but I think he is very good as a coach. He's not great as a drafter and a GM.
Okay.
I know Myrne and James will say that, you know, Tom Telesco sucks and whatever, but if you look at Bill Belichick's draft history, not that great. It's not very good. Isn't it? I mean, like, what are we talking about? I think
he's underrated as a GM and overrated as a coach. Yeah.
Interesting. I think the opposite. Their roster sucks. That's why like Tom Brady left. You know, how do you support what you just said?
The entire audience, not this season. First of all.
Second of all, like half their defense opted out right before the season started this season. So that's right. I mean, you can't control that as a GM. Yeah. Right.
But I'm thinking about their draft history is
it's hard to
he's done a great job of like building draft picks and trading down and trading to the next year and all that good stuff, but actually drafting good players, the hit ratios is very very very. It's not good. It's well below.
Well, first point I would have is it's really hard to be a drafter when you're constantly picking last. second thing I would say is that there's more to being a good GM than just drafting, and he to me shines in those ways, free agency, stuff like that, where others don't.
That's true. That's a good point. And I agree with when Myrne and James talk shit about me and my perception of Tom Telesco, it's purely based on drafting and developing and free agency. But to your point, Belichick and the Patriots, you know, aside from the draft, they've done a good job of trading for certain players and acquiring them in free agency for below market value and that kind of thing. And a lot of that's part of like he's, you know, Belichick has built this culture of the Patriots and the Patriot way, and so like veterans will come to play for them for below market price because they want to win, and like they win games, and Belichick is completely uncompromising on that culture and that what's the word, you know, that I guess culture is what I'm saying. But look, I mean, like it kind of ran out of steam, you know. Tom Brady was like, you know what, like I have no one to fucking throw the ball to right now, and I'm pretty legit. I'm not a huge Tom Brady fan myself, but he was like, I'm still legit, and I want to play on a team that's not decimated. And that, looking at the team today, the Patriots, it is, you know, it is a reflection of the GM, which is Bill Belichick. It is like, I think he's an amazing coach. I think game-to-game preparation, like I said before, games, like opponent-specific preparation, he is very, very good. And his staff is very, very good at that.
But,
and that's the culture. And that is a known, you know, that's a known thing.
You don't get all that without
in some ways it's impressive.
Players they can adapt to different teams' plays. That's the thing. Those are guys that he picks, right? That's key.
Right. You're right.
Keeping the staffs happy, keeping them around for a long time. That's the thing, for sure.
Keeping the coaching happy? Staff.
All of that.
The staff. Okay. Yeah. You're right. That's true. That's a good point. And what you said, the first thing you said is very true, in that he'll find players that fit what he's looking for in his scheme in that context that on another team might be fucking a bench player. But then he'll be like, no, like, you're a big corner. You're physical. You can bump and run. Like, I'll find a place for you. You're going to fucking man up Kelsey this game. Like, you will bump and run, you know. On another team, that guy might not even be playing. And that, I think, is what you were getting at with Belichick. And it's true. Right.
Yeah. I'll say.
Like, specifically, I was thinking about that guy Browner, who was great for the Patriots for a while as a big corner. But he would deploy him specifically to take advantage of his skill set. God, what a concept! I mean, Jesus, good coaching. If the Chargers just had a coach that was somewhere close to like understanding that, like, instead of trying to have a scheme and like fit your players in that scheme, like, how about maximizing, you know, the talent you do have and putting them in a position where they're going to be successful because you're using what they do well. And you're avoiding what they don't do well. And that's good coaching. And the Chargers coaches haven't had a coach like that in a very long time. Like Marty Schottenheimer was
Marty Black. Yeah.
Good coach we had. And his failing, like, but he was a good coach, but his failing was he was too conservative in with the in-game decision making, but he did get he did get good performance from his players. And his staff, like, of course. And we had Wade Phillips as a defensive coordinator. Like, those guys, like, did what I just said, like, put their players in the position to take advantage of what they do well and avoided what they didn't do well. They did that. That was very good. But Schottenheimer's failure was punting on fourth and one from the opponent's, like, you know,
love that
48-yard line, like that. Yeah. And nowadays, of course, that's
oh yeah, really, it is
not definitely heard of anymore. But that, you know, he
Rudd does it all the time.
He held it up. Right. Yeah.
He does. Even against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Is that true?
He's an idiot. I hate him. Fucking hate him.
Like, oh, I'm thinking.
Done several times, you sure. Every night.
Do you think that John Gruden has had a positive effect on the offense and stuff? Like as much shit as I'm gonna take a little tangent. As much shit as Mern and I and Jamie and other Charger fans talked about Norv Turner, you know, back when he was the Chargers head coach, like, because of his in-game decision making and all that shit, and his, you know, obviously, like, he couldn't motivate a snail to crawl across, you know, the street. But his offense, just to be fair, like, the offense under Norv Turner was very good. Like, Phillip Rivers slinging the rock around, like, that part of Norv Turner was good, and no one really likes to admit that, but that's true. Doesn't mean the other side of him, his failings aren't real, and they are. But I like to be, you know, like that. Let's be honest. Like, the offense was pretty fucking
legit. Yeah, they had some good players.
Norv Turner was doing his thing
back then. Yeah, they might have had something to do with it.
They had great players. And his offense worked well. I mean, like, doesn't mean he was a great head coach. I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, you're paralleling him.
I brought him up because you were saying that.
I just said I fucking can't. I said I fucking
and hate him. I have no idea. Hey. You said you fucking hated him. And I have zero clue about John Gruden, honestly. And that was my question: does he really suck as coach? Does he his offense suck? Can I mean, the Raiders are doing pretty well this year.
Okay, so
yeah.
This, I think, you know, this gets into a couple things. The first thing is that how much do you value the head coach? Right, that's the first thing. The second thing, let's not get into that. The second thing I would say is he has built an offense for the Raiders that will be effective, no doubt. Most games, yeah. When they run into certain teams that have certain strengths, they're terrible. Suck. You know, they've been
what? What was that last part? You said
when they run into specific teams that have specific strengths, they're terrible. They suck.
Mm. Like talking about what you I said about Belichick.
So Gruden doesn't have that.
Is that what you mean? Like
Gruden
like
doesn't have
opponent specific game plan.
But, you know, to be fair, the offense is better. It is. What my issues with him is how he handles things in the media, primarily. He's terrible at that.
I think it's very counterproductive, the things that he said.
What? I mean, like, not to interrupt, but like, why?
Because it fucks with people's psyches. Matter? It just does. There's no doubt it is. The players.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like the players.
You mean. The people that actually do the thing. Yeah. Fucks with that.
You think so? You really think that? I mean, I agree with you on some degree, but like, do you really think that how a coach deals with the media affects the team, the players? Because like, I don't know, man. Like, I might agree with that, but I also might think that they don't fucking pay attention to that because they think it's
bullshit. What I would say to that is, and again, I'm talking about how he addresses players individually in the media, not just what he says in the media generally, but when he talks about individuals.
Generally, okay.
Yes. Yes.
He actually calls people out in the media.
So that's what I'm talking about. And yeah, I do think it matters. And my counterpoint to you would be is if he didn't think it mattered, mm-hmm. he wouldn't do it. Right. So he knows it matters.
Sure. I was saying more from a player's point of view that I didn't know that he actually called.
He does it with Carr
out in the media, which like I thought that was like a big no-no as far as being a coach is concerned.
I agree.
Thought all that shit should be internal.
He does it quite a bit with Carr. Yeah. He has the whole time. I have thoughts on Carr as well, but whatever. The thing that I really, really didn't like about what he did was the shit that he talked about Mac before he traded him. That I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Like, they had some.
Well, if they had beef,
some beef
because of the shit that he talked.
Yeah, wasn't that right when he got hired?
That's why they had beef. Because of the shit they talk.
Because I'm thinking.